This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I can imagine when you realize you're doing a slower, more scaled growth that it's tough to keep the motivation after what you've seen. How did your team pull together and make the best decision?
It was very difficult. We had to let some key people go who weren't in line with that decision. And that was tough because, you know, we were a small team. And we were a team that many of us had worked together for 4, 5, 6 years. You know, it was really tough to have to make those decisions. But then once we got down to the kind of core leadership, we just knew what the right thing to do was. And likewise, we knew what we had to do because the company had been over leveraged. We were really stuck in this position of, okay, well, you know, are we going to sell? Are we going to raise capital? What are we going to do here? And really what it came down to is we knew that a company like Honey Can Do would be able to grow the Urbio brand and put it in more people's homes than we could do on our own. And that's where when you're an entrepreneur and you love this thing that you've created, right? And it has its personality, and it has its products, it has its brand, you want that brand to thrive.
That's right.
And so you have to ask yourself, is it going to thrive in my household or is it going to thrive better in someone else's? And when that someone else has a business and a business model that can scale your brand or your idea, for me, it was a simple solution because I looked at Honey Can Do and I saw that they could scale my dream and my vision into something greater than I could.
What lessons do you learn there if you look back and say, here's a couple pieces of quick advice if you are at that point right now?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's business is a numbers game, and there's different ways of looking at numbers. The logistical way of looking at, okay, you know, am I covering my costs? Am I profitable? Like keeping on top of those numbers is an absolute must. Inventory, right? Production, that's an absolute must. But then getting caught into the numbers game of, kind of on the flip side, is getting caught in the numbers game of, you know, how many people is my team going to be? Or how many stores am I going to be in? And to me, like getting caught in that idea of we're going to be in 1,500 stores, we're going to be in 5,000 stores. Our company's worth 10 million, 50 million, 100 million. Like those aren't the numbers that are important. And so don't get caught up in, no, we have to be in 1,200 stores by the end of the year. 1,200 stores where 600 of them are not selling your product are not going to prove to your investors that they should invest more versus 600 stores where you're making money.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.